From his comic strip days, Spider-Man has always been known for being kind of thoughtful and moody, and maybe that's why people love him so much. So says Danny Fingeroth, author of Superman on the Couch, What Superheroes Really Tell Us About Ourselves and Our Society. Hello.
Hi.
You've been writing and editing comic books and cartoons, animations for, you know, what, a quarter of a century. So tell
quite
me,
a long time.
What makes a good superhero?
A good superhero is someone who is an idealized version of a reader and is something they can aspire to, but also someone they can imagine being.
You know, we think of superheroes as having these superhuman powers, you know, and they have death rays or, you know, whatever they can do, see through things. But it sounds like what you're saying is that it's actually really important that the viewer be able to identify with them.
Well, that's really the most important thing. I mean, the colorful costumes and the extraordinary powers are part of the package and part of what would be a full definition of a superhero. But the idea that it's someone who either is just like me or who I'd like to be like or is just like my friend, or in the case of a villain, I suppose, someone I hope I never become like, or someone who I can understand why he does the twisted things he does. That's really the most, that's the key to any successful fictional character.